Thank you for calling the Dial of Story Hotline. This is The Knowers by Helen Phillips. There are those who wish to know, and there are those who don't wish to know. At first, Tim made fun of me in that condescending way of his. A flick of my nipple, a grape tossed at my nose. When I claimed to be among the former. When he realized I meant it, he grew anxious. And when he realized I really did mean it, his anxiety morphed into terror. Why? He demanded tearfully in the middle of the night. Why? I couldn't answer. I had no answer. This isn't only about you, you know, he scolded. It affects me too. Hell, maybe it affects me more than it affects you. I don't want to sit around for a bunch of decades waiting for the worst day of my life. Touched, I reached out and squeezed his hand in the dark. Grudgingly, he squeezed back. I would have preferred to be like Tim. Of course I would have. If only I could have known it was possible to know and still have been fine with ignorance. But now that the technology had been mastered, the knowledge was available to every citizen for a nominal fee. Tim stood in the doorway as I buttoned the blue wool coat he'd given me for, I think for our 4-year anniversary a couple years back. I don't want to know where you're going, he said. He glared. Fine, I said matter-of-factly, checking my purse for my keys, my eye drops. I won't tell you. I forbid you leave this apartment, he said. No, honey, I sighed. I didn't feel bad. That's just not in your character. With a tremor, he fell away from the doorway to let me pass. He slouched against the wall, arms crossed, and stared at me, his eyes wet and so very dark. Splendid, Tim. After I stepped out, I heard the deadbolt sliding into place. So, Tim said and sighed when I unlocked the deadbolt, stepping back inside. He was standing right there in the hallway, his eyes darker than ever, his slouch more pronounced. I was willing to believe he hadn't moved in the 127 minutes I'd been gone. So, I replied forcefully. I was shaken, I admit it, but I refused to shake him with my shakenness. You? He mouthed the question more than spoke it. I nodded curtly. No way was I going to tell him about the bureaucratic office with its pale yellow walls that either smelled like urine or brought it so strongly to mind that one's own associations created the odor. It never ceases to amaze me that even as our country forges into the future with more bedazzling devices and technologies, the archaic infrastructure rots away beneath our feet. The pavement and the rails, the schools and the DMV. In any case, Tim would not know, today or ever, about the place I had gone. About the humming machine that looked like a low-budget ATM. Could they really do no better? About the chilly metal buttons of the keypads into which I punched my social security number after waiting in line for over 45 minutes behind the other soon-to-be knowers. There was a silence, a grimness amongst us. Surely I was not the only one who felt it. Yet carefully, deliberately, desperately, I avoided looking into their faces as they stepped away from the machine and exited the room. Grief? Relief? I didn't want to know. I had to do what I'd come to do. And what did my face look like, I wonder, as I glanced down at the paper the slot spat out at me, as I folded it up and stepped away from the machine? Tim held out his hand, his fingers spread wide, his palms quivering but receptive. Okay, lay it on me, he said. The words were light, almost jovial, but I could tell they were the 5 hardest words he's ever uttered. I swore to never again accuse Tim of being less than courageous. And I applauded myself for going straight from the bureaucratic office to the canal, for standing there above the sickly green water, for glancing once more at the piece of paper, for tearing it into as many scraps as possible, though it was essentially a scrap to begin with, for dropping it into the factory-scented breeze. I thought it was the right thing to do. And now I knew it was. Tim could not live under the same roof with that piece of paper. That was The Knowers by Helen Phillips. For previous Dial stories, visit the archives at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.